This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The Election Commission of India yesterday announced the schedule for the Maharashtra and Jharkhand Assembly elections. Maharashtra will go to polls in a single phase on 20th of next month. In Jharkhand, polling will be conducted in two phases on 13th and 20th of next month. The counting of votes in the two states will take place on 23rd of next month. Announcing the poll schedule in New Delhi, Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar said, "Notification for election to the 288-member Maharashtra Assembly will be issued on 22nd of this month and candidates can file their nomination papers till 29th of October. In Jharkhand, the notification for the first phase of voting will be issued on 18th of this month and candidates can submit their nomination papers till 25th of October. The Chief Election Commissioner said, for the second phase of polling in the state, the notification will be issued on 22nd of this month and the nominations can be filed till 29th of October. With the announcement of poll schedule, the model code of conduct has come into force in both the states. The poll panel also announced the schedule for by-elections in several assembly constituencies and two Lok Sabha seats. By-polls for 47 assembly constituencies in different states and for Wayanad parliamentary seat in Kerala will be held on 13th of next month. The by-polls for one assembly seat in Uttarakhand and Nanded Lok Sabha seat in Maharashtra will be conducted on 20th November. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar reached Islamabad last afternoon on a two-day visit to Pakistan to attend the SCO summit. The 23rd meeting of Shanghai Cooperation Organization SCO Council of the Heads of Government will be held today under the chairmanship of Pakistan. The SCO Council of Heads of Government meeting is held annually and focuses on the trade and economic agenda of the organization. The External Affairs Minister had earlier remarked that his Pakistan visit is for a multilateral event and he had ruled out bilateral talks. This is the first high-level visit of an Indian foreign minister to the neighbouring nation in 9 years. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has lauded digital connectivity in the country as an effective tool for last-mile delivery. He said India's mobile and telecom journey in the 21st century is a subject of study for the whole world. Mr. Modi was speaking after inaugurating the International Telecommunication Union World Telecommunication Standardization Assembly 2024 at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi yesterday. On the occasion, Prime Minister Modi also inaugurated the 8th edition of the India Mobile Congress 2024. The four-day global event is bringing together more than 3,000 industry leaders, policymakers, and tech experts from over 190 countries. The event is showcasing over 400 exhibitors, around 900 startups, and participation from 120 countries. Union Minister for Finance and Corporate Affairs Nirmala Sitharaman will be on a visit to Mexico and USA from today. During the first leg of her visit to Mexico from 17th to 20th of this month, Mrs. Sitharaman will chair the Tech Leaders Roundtable that will bring together global technology leaders, including the major Indian IT giants present in Guadalajara. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said the three Artificial Intelligence Centres of Excellence COEs announced yesterday is a very important stride in India's effort to become a leader in tech, innovation and AI. In a social media post, Mr. Modi expressed confidence that these COEs will benefit nation's Yuva Shakti and contribute towards making India a hub of futuristic growth. Two senior UN officials yesterday urged a ceasefire in Lebanon after witnessing the circumstances facing families and children due to the Hezbollah-Israeli conflict. In a statement, United Nations Children's Fund UNICEF said the children and families of Lebanon need this war to end, to protect them from violence, to ensure they can receive essential supplies and services and prevent further deterioration of the situation. A ceasefire is urgently needed. UNICEF Deputy Executive Director Ted Shaiban and the UN World Food Programme's Deputy Executive Director Karl Skau, after a three-day visit to Lebanon, said that around 1.2 million people have been affected and nearly 190,000 displaced. And that is the end of this news bulletin.